On Tuesday, six volunteers in Moscow began a 105-day simulated trip to Mars, a project organized by the European and Russian space agencies. The aim of Mars 500, as the project is called, is to study how well humans cope in long isolation and cramped conditions necessary on any real flight to the red planet in the future. Czech researchers from the Tomáš Batia University of Zlín are among those contributing to Mars 500. They're monitoring relationships and communication among the crew, as well as potential points of conflict. Jan Wellinger has more.
Four hermetically sealed modules at a Moscow research facility. For six volunteers for the next 105 days, this will be home. The crew climbed aboard the mock spaceship on Tuesday and with a last look around sealed the hatch. The aim of the first part of Mars 500, a longer simulated flight is to follow, is to monitor how individuals cope and interact under some very tough conditions. Cramped quarters next to no communication with the outside world, moments of intense activity, but also boredom. All can take a psychological toll and lead to frayed edges. Czech researchers developed software now being used in Mars 500 to map the crew's relationships, to see how members deal with stress, as well as to map potential conflicts and how they might be avoided. One of those involved in the project is psychologist Tomáš Srb.
One important factor is isolation, social isolation, that you lose your contact with your family, with your friends for a long time. So this is one stress factor. It's a limited space you have. So you have... Each of us, we are used to some personal space we need for our love. It's another stress factor. So it's generally stressful. The longer it is, the more stressful it is.
Over the 105 days, the crew of volunteers, four Russians, a German, and a Frenchman, who were rigorously selected for their task, will face staged emergency situations to test their reactions and capabilities, followed by regular tasks and bookkeeping and moments of dreariness, all typical of a long spaceflight. There will be rewards, too. Two astronauts of the six will eventually perform an imitation landing on Mars and step into a fifth module simulating the planet's surface, a moment of excitement, no doubt, after many days on board. Will Mars 500 prove useful? Researchers like Czech sociologist and member of the International Academy of Astronomics, Jaroslav Sikora, have no doubts. In his view, one day humans will have to attempt a manned flight to Mars.
I think that is very important because one day we'll finish this energy, for example, on the Earth, and we need to search the new possibility for another types of energy. But that is one possibility only. That is so many problems in this area.
By estimates, barring unexpected technological advances, a manned flight to Mars could be feasible by 2030. After the moon, potentially the next giant leap for mankind.
And just as long as they agree on using the toilet before they go up there. Thanks to Jan Wellinger for that.